let's look at this other story that's going to be huge news. It's already big news today. So it's this EU draft document. If it was to be adopted, according to the DP's deputy leader, Nigel Dodds, Northern Ireland would effectively leave the UK. That's his view. For that reason, Mr. Dodds says the document is unacceptable and should be rejected.
And Downing Street, with our full backing, has made it clear that the proposals which are put forward would break up the UK constitutionally and break up Northern Ireland's economic access to the UK market. So that is rightly, as has been said in the Times, unacceptable and will be rejected. And we very much welcome that. So if this was adopted or accepted, and not even the Labour opposition could accept it, it would mean that Northern Ireland would be effectively leaving the United Kingdom, that there would be a hard border with the rest of the United Kingdom in terms of trade and goods. People who say they don't want a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic appear to want a hard border between Northern Ireland and our biggest market. And, you know, the alternative is that the whole of the UK stays inside the customs union and many elements of the single market. Not even Jeremy Corbyn believes in that. So this is a ludicrously over-the-top suggestion.
Well, Tony Connolly is RTE's Europe correspondent. Set this out for us, Tony, what the EU is saying in this document, or are going to say.
Yeah, they're going to give legal effect to the political agreement that was reached back in December. So it will say that, you know, if you want to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland, then we have a number of options. Now, obviously, the UK's preferred options would be what we know as options A and B. They relate to the future trade agreement between the UK and the EU. The idea would be that you would have such a deep and comprehensive free trade agreement that you wouldn't actually need a border to monitor goods and so on. If that didn't work, option B is the UK coming up with its own proposals, such as technological solutions and so on. Option C is the default. If those first two options don't work, then the full alignment idea comes into play. And this document today will spell out in much clearer black and white legal terms how that alignment would work. Now, we understand that they will have phrases such as a single regulatory space on the island without any internal borders, that Northern Ireland could be considered part of the EU customs territory in this scenario. It will also say that effectively, if options A and B are amenable and command broad support from the other member states, including the Republic of Ireland, then that would be all fine. Option C would not then be needed. But the Irish government's way of looking at this is that we've only a few months left before this process comes to an end. We need to have a clear legal option or a backstop in place because, of course, the Irish question is a withdrawal treaty question. We got to go back to the mandate that Michel Barnier has, which is that Brexit is not disorderly, that it is that people's lives are not disrupted by Brexit. And one of the key big issues when you're looking at the potential for a disorderly, disruptive Brexit is the Irish question. So that needs to be dealt with in the withdrawal treaty. The other options A and option B are more properly the future relationship between the UK and the EU because it deals with trade. So that's why at this point the can really can't be kicked down the road much longer. And that's the view of the Irish government, the European Commission and quite a few other member states.
Tony, thank you. The US Unionist Party, Steve Aiken, listening to that. Good morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Stephen.
So if Northern Ireland were to effectively be within the customs union and the rest of the UK not, would that really change the status so much that you could never agree to it, Steve?
Yeah, it is. But I think there's a much more fundamental question to that. I mean, and this is one of the things I've been talking to people, particularly from a couple of Chamber of Commerce down in the Irish Republic this morning. And they've got real concerns because, of course, the border would therefore be at Holyhead. And we talk a lot about our 60% of trade that goes to GB. But the volume of sort of agribusiness trade that goes across from the Republic of Ireland to the United Kingdom, particularly to the supermarkets and everybody else, is massive. And that would all come to a stop. And what about discussions about transshipment of trade through Holyhead across to the Channel Tunnel, which is one of the main export routes of the Republic of Ireland as well?
Well, if the whole of the UK remains in the customs union and single market, this problem goes away.
Well, that's, you know, this is the question, are we at option A, B, C, D, E or F? I mean, that's one of the questions we need to get clarity from the British government, and I'm looking forward to listen to Prime Minister's question time today to see if there is a degree of clarity. And that's what we need to hear what she's going to say on Friday.
So what's the Ulster Unionist Party's position on this? What do you want?
Well, our view is very clear, and it always has been. We need an all-island customs union. We need an arrangement between the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom that deals with, I think, about the 98% of the trade and the issues that deal primarily and reside on these islands. And we can do that,
but,
and we should be able to
Steve,
do that.
But, Steve, the issue is clear here. If the UK is going for a hard Brexit, would you be happy with Northern Ireland having a different arrangement?
No. Why would we cut off her nose to spite her face?
Well, here's why.
I mean, you would never, Stephen, you would never hear me normally agreeing with Nigel Dodds, and I wouldn't, by any stretch of the imagination, follow his analysis and logic to its conclusion. But the reality is the United Kingdom is a United Kingdom. Our trade in Northern Ireland, our business relies very strongly on that link. As indeed does the fact that the Republic of Ireland needs open access to the United Kingdom as well.
Well, you say, why would you cut your nose off to spite your face? What about this scenario? That if indeed the rest of the UK goes for a hard Brexit, if Northern Ireland were to remain within the single market and the customs union, it would be the only part of the UK to do so. And rather than seeing that as a disadvantage, think of the advantage, Steve, that some businesses throughout the whole of the UK, or indeed the whole of the world who want to set up somewhere in the UK, why would they not set up in Northern Ireland? We would have this special status. We would have that effortless trading relationship with the EU. It might actually bring big business in to Northern Ireland as opposed to them setting up somewhere else in England, Scotland or Wales.
You know, we're putting, and I'm glad to see all the new hotels going up in Belfast. I'm glad to see all the tech businesses coming into Belfast. But we aren't Singapore. We don't have the infrastructure, we don't have the higher education, and we don't have the local government.
Where's your ambition for Northern Ireland? Are you saying we can't actually cope with more business setting up here?
Stephen, the key is that we need a strong business relationship across these islands. That is the key. And that is what we as a party want to see. And we have said time and time again, what we need is a customs union for these islands.
But Steve, is it not depressing that here we have you, an MLA, and you say we're not Singapore, we don't have the infrastructure, we don't have this, we don't have that. What a message to send out to anybody elsewhere in Europe or further afield contemplating bringing their money here, wanting to set up here. Surely the message from you should be, we do have the talent, the expertise, the students wanting jobs, the infrastructure. Fill your boots. Set up
Stephen,
in Northern Ireland.
Stephen,
we'll deliver
Stephen,
for you.
Stephen, as you know, I have to go because I've got another media thing starting very shortly. But the key thing to that, thank you very much indeed for pointing out the Ulster Unionist Party's manifesto, because that's what we want. We want the infrastructure in higher education. We need our universities to be given the extra 60-odd million that needs to get them back up to world standards. We need to build the global infrastructure. We need to sort out our energy policy. We need a manufacturing strategy. Those are the kind of things that we need to have the Northern Ireland Assembly back up and running and the Northern Ireland Executive running. And the key to this is not by creating artificial structures. And as I said before, we don't know what option A, B, even C, D, E, or F are. But the most important thing is maintaining the United Kingdom as an effective economic unit.
And final question, because I know you need to go. So for me to be clear, what you're wanting to do then is you're wanting the whole of the UK to remain in the single market and customs union. Is that right?
Stephen, it's up to the United Kingdom government, and we need some leadership from our Prime Minister.
But the UUP must have a position in this, Steve.
Our position is clear. We want a customs union across these islands. How that is achieved, that is up to the British government, the Europeans, and they need to get on with it. Because the one thing that everybody in Europe, in the United Kingdom, in the Republic of Ireland, and Northern Ireland,
but you're
is
saying...
we really... Stephen, I need to go.
Okay,
We really need to get going with this, and we need some clarity.
Okay, Steve Aiken, thank you very much indeed. Peter in Bunbridge. Morning, Peter.
Is Steve Aiken still there, is he?
No, and to be fair to him, they always said he had to go according to tell.
Very handy, isn't it? Well, I'd like to ask him, was he ever a long-distance lorry driver, or does he know anything about borders?
Well, tell me what your point is, Peter, because he's no longer here.
There already is a border in Northern Ireland at the Irish Sea. If you go with a lorry to England or Dover or anywhere else, your lorry's weighed and checked. Every car leaves here is searched, photo ID'd, and the same thing at airports. That's what borders do.
Of course, every car is not searched. It's just every factually car, untrue.
Did you ever cross from Belfast to Cairn Ryan? Stephen.
Well, no, I haven't, but some of the...
You don't know. I do know.
Every car's not searched.
They open the boot, Stephen, of every car. Go to Belfast tonight if you have nothing to do, and you'll see every boot is checked.
To where?
That's the truth. I do it. You don't. That's what borders do.
Peter, thank you. Neil Richmond from Finnegale, their spokesperson on EU affairs, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, this EU draft document, which will be published later today, that Northern Ireland would be within the customs union and the single market, the DUP's not going to let it happen, Neil.
Well, to be honest, Stephen, I think Tony laid it out quite clear in his earlier comments. This is option C. This isn't necessarily what anyone's preference is, let alone the DUP. What the EU negotiating side that Ireland is fully a part of and the British government are trying to do at the moment is to get a conclusion on option A and B. However, this is the legal manifestation of the political agreement signed up to by Theresa May in December. And that is an issue that we don't want this to happen. What we want is a full customs union or association or agreement or a new union between the EU and the UK in a whole. Therefore, there's no divergence between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK, and we can continue to have as close a relationship as possible. That's something that is definitely something we aspire to. It is plausible, but what we do need to see is a considerable amount of detail from the British government. I know Prime Minister May is to make a speech later in this week, and we hope to actually start seeing that detail.
You know that she's coming under pressure for a hard Brexit. Brexit means Brexit.
Yeah, she's coming under pressure for a hard Brexit from one side, she's coming under pressure for a soft Brexit from another side, and she's coming under pressure from those who think that maybe we should stop Brexit altogether. The internal political machinations of the United Kingdom are fascinating, and I enjoy following them. However, when it comes to the Brexit negotiations, it's quite clear that what was signed up to in December is now taking a legal form in this draft document that will hopefully be released in the next hour or so by the European Commission. But it still remains the absolute priority of everyone involved on both the British and the European sides, and it directly affects the island of Ireland, is to try and get as close a possible relationship between the EU and the UK as a whole. So all the conversations on all the hyperbole that we might have heard this morning will become moot at that place.
OK. Neil, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir.